Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, I'm Steve Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. As a journalist and Christian leader, I have an opportunity to interact and interview many interesting people. And on today's podcast, I interview Diane Bickle. She's the wife of Mike Bickle, who's the founder and the head of the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. He is enormously influential in the body of Christ. He's been featured many times in Charisma magazine. We've published a number of his books. Diane is a very, very important part of his ministry, but she's not as well known. So today, I talk to her a little bit about her story, her odyssey, what God is doing through her, and the very special gift that she is to that ministry in a way that may surprise you. Stay tuned after this word from our sponsor.
Many people have a hard time connecting with God as a father because of the difficulty of their relationship with their earthly father. Well, we've got an answer for that, at least a 21-day devotional that'll help you understand, receive, and walk in a father's blessings. Could I invite you today to visit Streams, S-T-R-E-A-M-S, ministries.com/charisma. You know how to spell charisma. You read our magazines. Streamsministries.com/charisma. Look for this special offer, the Father's Blessing Combo. Now let's get back to the podcast.
Welcome back, and I'm happy to talk today to Diane Bickle. She is the wife of Mike Bickle. And behind the scenes a little bit, I don't think you've written any books yet, have you?
Not yet.
But you are a very, very important part of the International House of Prayer. And so I want to ask you to just describe what it's like being, you know, kind of a pastor's wife and then having the House of Prayer develop and having to cope with all this 24/7. What's that been like?
It's been glorious. It's been exhausting. It's been invigorating. It's been joyful. I love seeing young people's hearts come alive, engaged in the place of prayer. I love seeing the transformation that takes place in families. I've met many of them who have uprooted themselves from somewhere and moved to come and help us at the House of Prayer, and their children get involved, the moms and dads get involved, they're praying for the sick in the healing rooms, or maybe they're on prophecy teams. They're joining us for corporate prayer in the House of Prayer. And so it's a great camaraderie that we have together there in the House of Prayer. And it's really joyful. It's really enjoyable to partner together with like-minded people and come into the Lord's presence and just be there together with Him and together with one another, just asking Him to share His heart with us. And as we do in the House of Prayer, we have the worship, we have the intercession going on hand in hand, and just, you know, enjoying who He is as we worship Him and then dialoguing with Him and even on His behalf in the place of intercession. It's been great. I can't believe it's been 16 years. It's gone so quickly. But I have loved it. I've loved every minute of it and all the amazing people that, you know, I've gotten to meet through the years.
Well, I want to talk about something that probably will surprise a lot of people who are listening, and that's your involvement behind the scenes. Now, Joy and I have known you and Mike since before you started the House of Prayer, and it was such a step of faith to go from a fairly secure salary to a step of faith. In fact, everyone in your ministry raises their own support, kind of like Youth of the Mission or Campus Crusade for Christ. And when this happened, you know, you kind of stepped up and started a business. And it was a business that served, but also provided income that you could give to the ministry. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Glad Heart Realty?
Sure. Well, the first thing I'll say is it's really a God thing. The Lord did lay that on my heart to start a real estate company that would be a support to our family and to the ministry. And He blew on it, as God does, and just brought increase our way. And we've ended up being the real relocation arm of the ministry for all practical purposes. We've helped hundreds of people find homes in the Kansas City area and, you know, help them connect to the passion on their heart, which is why they were joining us, is the House of Prayer. And the Lord has allowed us to be able to financially sow into the ministry all these years and be financial contributors. You know, my passion is to help support the Night Watch, and the Night Watch is the intercessors who stand on the wall through the night. And that's their post, that's their time of intercession. And so as we have corporate profit, we are sowing that into the House of Prayer, and the Lord's allowed us to participate in many ways, not just in giving of our corporate profit, but also to be intercessors to a much lesser degree. And many of the people that I work with and real estate agents in my company, we consider ourselves as intercessors as well, spending time weekly in corporate prayer in our company for our clients and for one another. And as well as participating in different two-hour window prayer sets throughout the week in the House of Prayer. So it was kind of a huge surprise from the Lord that I would start a real estate company. But again, it suited who I am, because I am definitely a people person and love connecting people to something that is important to them. And so we get to connect them to the House of Prayer, as well as their own physical home that they're going to live in, and help them acclimate their new lives there and find other families to have community with.
Well, I'm so fascinated by your story. And of course, we've written about it many times in Charisma Magazine, including a cover story once. And so many miracles, so many miracles. In fact, I think that what you just described is a miracle. And you've had some very unexpected large donations that have allowed you to buy some significant pieces of real estate there in the Kansas City area. And I'm always interested, and we probably don't have time to delve into it, but the fact that you've purchased property that was once owned by the family of Harry S. Truman, you know, there's such a prophetic thing there when you, I've heard you describe it, that it was, you know, Harry S. Truman was the first one to recognize Israel. There were prophecies over the land and all this kind of stuff. And it's just, you know, the ministry that goes out of that place and the lives that are impacted is just, we're unable to calculate it. And just let me say, as one of your supporters, thank you for what you do. And thank you for the way that you've been able to provide this income stream for a very, very important ministry that has now gotten very, very big. What do you have, like maybe 4,000 staff members now?
Yeah, I think at least 4,000. So, yeah, it's true. God is amazing. We love partnering with him, and we all get to play our part. And Charisma has certainly played their part through the years, and we are grateful to God for you and for your contribution to the body of Christ. And so, love just being in the family of God together with you.
Well, thank you. And why don't you close by just praying over our listeners?
Sure. So, Jesus, we just say together that we love you. We love your presence. We love your leadership. We love your ways. God, we ask for more of all of you in our lives. We ask for more of your presence. We ask you to hear your voice more clearly. We ask that we would comprehend your call upon our lives, God, and that we would live fully alive unto you and unto your glory. I just speak a blessing over all of these listeners today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Diane Bickle, for being on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by StreamsMinistries.com. Streams Ministries offers a great 21-day devotional. Don't miss it. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on CharismaMag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on CharismaMag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.